Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to music from Gershwin Prize winner Paul McCartney, and we answer a question about what American college students do over summer vacation. But first, a report on baseball's bright new star, Steven Strasburg. Baseball fans across America are excited about a new pitcher for the Washington Nationals named Steven Strasburg. The 21-year-old throws a sharp breaking ball that cuts across the plate at the last second. He has great control of all his pitches. But what really has fans on the edge of their seats is the kid's fastball. Mario Ritter tells us more.
Steven Strasburg can throw a baseball more than 160 kilometers per hour. The Washington Nationals chose Strasburg with the first pick in the 2009 baseball draft. The team was able to do so because it was the worst team in baseball last season. But fans in Washington hope that will change this season. Strasburg received the highest pay agreement of any rookie pitcher in baseball history. He signed a 4-year deal worth more than $15 million. The Washington Nationals announced that Strasburg would make his first major league start against the Pittsburgh Pirates on June 8th. Fans bought all the tickets within a day. Some were resold for as much as $1,000. When the time finally came for Strasburg to take the mound, he did not let fans down. In 7 innings, he gave up only 4 hits and 2 earned runs against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He also set a team record for striking out 14 batters, including the last 7 he faced. Each of the 9 Pirates in the lineup struck out at least once. Strasburg was almost as exciting in his second game. He struck out 8 hitters, walked 5, and permitted only 1 run last Sunday. The Nationals defeated the Cleveland Indians 9-4. Strasburg has struck out 22 hitters in his first 2 wins. Only 1 major league pitcher had more strikeouts in his first 2 appearances. Baseball experts say Strasburg could be one of the best pitchers in many years. They are comparing him to greats like Nolan Ryan and Roger Clemens. Steven Strasburg is expected to make his next start Friday night against the Chicago White Sox. The team is a tough match for the pitcher. They have struck out the fewest times of any major league team. I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. This week's listener question comes from China. Vera Tang wants to know what college students do during their summer vacation. There is no quick answer to this question. Students spend their summers in many different ways. Many students work hard at summer jobs. They realize it can be difficult to balance college classes and a job during the school year. Summer is a good time to save up some money.
restaurants, swimming pools, stores, and other businesses are always looking for hard-working students. Nirvana Habash is from San Diego, California. She will be a senior next year at American University in Washington, D.C. She is working three jobs this summer.
I told my parents that I didn't want them to help me pay for anything this summer, so the two main jobs I have, the one on campus and the environmental consulting firm, it's mainly just to make money to help pay for rent and utilities and all that.
Some students get jobs in the field they hope to enter after college. This is called an internship. Some interns receive money for their work. Other internships are unpaid. Still, the experience gives students a taste of the world outside of college. Sarah Auker is entering her junior year at American University. She is from Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. She is working for an organization that helps victims of violence at home.
Internships are huge, and everyone's kind of just trying to get a feel for what experiences they want and what they want to do in the future.
Other college students choose to take summer classes. Students usually do not take a full set of classes. Instead, they take just one or two. The extra classes can help students to get ahead in their studies. However, summers are not all work. Students spend time with friends, go to a movie, or take a trip. David Spiegel is from Fort Worth, Texas. He will be a senior at American University in the fall. He wanted to make the most of his summer vacation.
My friends and I have made a list of things we want to do over the summer. Travel, different places to travel, get away to, maybe a beach a few hours away. Trying to travel as much as possible and trying to discover the city that I've been living in for 3 years.
More than anything else, summer is a much-needed break. College can be stressful. Sometimes doing nothing at all is just what a student needs after studying for final exams. A relaxing day under the summer sun will help students forget all about tests and studying. Paul McCartney got his start in music before his teens. He learned to play piano and trumpet as a child. The guitar followed a short time later. He wrote one of the Beatles' most famous songs, When I'm 64, before he had even met any of the other band members. 60 years later, President Obama awarded the British musician the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for American Song. Faith Lapidus tells about the event and plays some of Paul McCartney's songs.
The event was held at the White House earlier this month. President Obama praised Paul McCartney for what he called his extraordinary contributions to American music and culture. He joked, "That's right, we stole you, Paul." The president called Paul McCartney the most successful songwriter in history. As a member of the Beatles, he wrote hundreds of songs that changed popular music forever. President Obama also spoke about the difficult time people in the Gulf area were going through as a result of the oil spill. He said music can help people through bad times. Hey Jude is a song that eases pain. Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote the song. McCartney's words were meant to comfort Lennon's son, Julian, during his parents' separation.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Many people performed Paul McCartney's songs at the White House to honor him. They included Emmylou Harris, Herbie Hancock, Corinne Bailey Rae, Dave Grohl, and Stevie Wonder. Wonder received the Gershwin Prize last year. In 1982, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder had a hit song. Here they perform Ebony and Ivory, written by McCartney.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. What we need to survive together alive.
After the Beatles broke up in 1970, Paul McCartney formed another successful band, Wings. The band included his wife, Linda, who died of breast cancer in 1998. We leave you with Wings performing Let 'Em In, from 1976.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in. Yeah, let them in.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by our special English intern, Michael DeFabo, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer it on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Open the door.